This is Bill Resnick for The Old Mole with one of our occasional features, A Well-Read Red. It was written by Norman Solomon, first published by the website Truth Out. The piece is titled, Now is the Time for a Global Movement Demanding Nuclear De-escalation. Norman is a Cable alumnus and nationally syndicated columnist, published a lot in the left press and sometimes in the major national establishment newspapers. Here is Norman on nuclear de-escalation. President Joe Biden spoke 6,500 words during the State of the Union speech Tuesday night. Not one of them acknowledged the dangers of nuclear war that have spiked upward during the last decade and even more steeply in recent days. The militarism that Martin Luther King Jr. warned us about has been spiraling towards its ultimate destination in the nuclear era, a global holocaust that would likely extinguish almost all human life on Earth. In the midst of this reality, leaders of the world's two nuclear superpowers continue to fail and betray humanity. The phrase narrow nationalism aptly describes the nuclear weapons policies of the United States and Russia. They have been engaged in a dance of death with foreseeable human consequences on a scale that none of us can truly fathom. Einstein expressed the belief that informed citizenry will act for life and not death. But the dire nuclear trends have been enabled by citizenry uninformed and inactive. By killing the ABM, the Ballistic Missile Treaty, and the INF agreements, the Intermediate Missile Treaty, the U.S. government pushed the world further away from nuclear arms control, let alone disarmament. And by insisting on expansion of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's NATO, to Russia's borders, and in recent months continuing to insist that Ukrainian membership in NATO should stay on the table, the United States ignored Russia's longstanding and reasonable concerns about NATO expansion. Overall, NATO's claims of being a defensive alliance have been undercut by three decades of broken promises, as well as intensive war operations in Serbia, Afghanistan, and Libya. Russia, of course, has its own military-industrial complex and nationalistic fervor. The duplicity and provocations by the United States and its NATO allies do not in the slightest justify the invasion of Ukraine that Russia launched a week ago. Russia is now on a murderous killing spree, no less abhorrent than what occurred from the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. Again, this is Norman Solomon speaking. The piece is titled, Now is the Time for a Global Movement Demanding Nuclear De-escalation. Last week, the extreme recklessness of Russian President Vladimir Putin's not-so-veiled threat to use nuclear weapons was an indication of just how dangerous the Ukraine conflict has gotten for everyone everywhere. Passivity will get us nowhere. In the U.S. supporting anti-war protests, demanding real diplomacy while organizing for peace, they're essential. But we're not hearing anything from Congress or the White House about taking steps to reduce the chances of nuclear war. Instead, we're hearing jacked-up rhetoric about confronting Russia. It's all too clear that responsible leadership will not come from official Washington. It must come from grassroots activism with determined organizing and political pressure. Realistic hope seems to be in very short supply right now, but at this dire moment, all that we love demands our determination to organize. That was Norman Solomon on the need for a vast movement for nuclear de-escalation. I want to conclude with one dispute with Norman's thesis. He argues that the Ukraine war is the product of narrow nationalisms of the U.S. and Russia. But that doesn't capture what's at stake, the goals of the two parties. Because this war brought on by NATO expansionism arises from the U.S. drive for supremacy that is now only countered by Russia and China seeking a bipolar or multipolar world. The U.S. wants a unipolar world. As the U.S. keeps encroaching on both Russia and China's sphere of influence, they're fighting back and refusing to accept the new world order run by the U.S. They understandably refuse to be vassals, having to accept military dominance of the U.S., which translates into political and economic domination. And with that domination, they will assume domination of space. If we can avoid nuclear war this time, China and the U.S. are developing space weapons, and some sort of nuclear rattling is bound to come. This is Bill Resnick for the Old Mole Variety Hour, bringing you Norman Solomon's piece in Truth Out, first published by the website Truth Out. The piece is, now is the time for a global movement demanding nuclear de-escalation.